AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's authorized direct negotiations with Lebanon's government aimed at disarming Iranian-backed Hezbollah militants. Israel's ongoing military operations in Lebanon have threatened the tentative ceasefire in the Iran war. Karim Chahayeb reports from Beirut that rescue workers have been searching for bodies in the rubble of buildings Israel struck yesterday.
People are horrified because there are still people, family members and residents here waiting to see if they can find their missing relatives and loved ones. There is a father up there with the rescue workers searching for his 23-year-old daughter. Now, rescue workers have told us there have been miraculous cases of elderly people being pulled alive, including a 92-year-old man. However, most of the people they're finding have been killed. Now, there's also been displaced people sheltering in these buildings in central Beirut. And a lot of them said that they felt coming here right by the Mediterranean Sea on some of the busiest junctures in the capital and near universities would keep them safe from the fighting. But they found themselves also struck in airstrikes. And for people here who for over a month felt that they might be okay and spared from the fighting, they feel that nowhere is safe anymore.
Israel and Lebanon have technically been at war since Israel was established in 1948. Oil prices crept higher today, U.S. crude settling just below $98 per barrel, Brent crude just below $96. On Wall Street, stocks finished with gains, the S&P and the Dow each adding about 0.6%, the Nasdaq 0.8%. A final estimate of U.S. economic growth at the end of 2025 saw GDP revised downward to a sluggish 0.5% annual pace in the fourth quarter. For the year, the economy grew 2.1%, a decline from 2.8% in 2024. And a key measure of inflation stayed high in February, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index up 0.4% from January. Compared with a year ago, prices were up 2.8%. This is AP News. New ICE detention centers are running into opposition.
At a commissioner's meeting in Washington County, Maryland in February, protesters shouted "Stop ICE" as commissioners voted on a resolution declaring their unwavering support for Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
I'm going to ask for respect in the room. If there's any additional noise, outcries, comments, I will suspend this meeting. Do I need to say that again?
Washington County is one of nearly a dozen communities where residents are opposing the purchase of warehouses to house immigrants in detention, projects that cost DHS more than a total of $1 billion. In Washington County, the project is on hold after the state attorney general sued. And the new DHS secretary, Mark Wayne Mullen, is holding off on buying more warehouses and reviewing those already purchased. I'm Donna Warder.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.